Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift your two hands unto the Lord and speak in the Spirit for a few minutes. Shadadahade halokaska. Somebody just exalt him. Bless his name. Give him glory. Shadadele bahadayaska. Pradadabada kadekosh. Zia hatelele. Bahadia askili katarada basha. Sandada bahadia akoka. Shabadele. Kadobaski fara anti. Rabada bahaski et kadohosha. Pradaski oroshki. Vande kebra aski. Maria Askiko Shada Mahande. Somebody utter your voice in the presence of. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift the hearts and voices. With blessed empty, God, we cry aloud and give to God. We lift our hearts. Help me, head of thy church, triumph. We joy. Eternal Father, we give you the glory, praise, and the honor. Thank you for the life we enjoy. We bless you that we are alive and well. 2023 has begun on a very convoluted note. So many people have met tears, like in Ukraine and in Turkey and in Syria. The nations have started bleeding very early. As I stand here, I lift up holy voice, giving you honor, glory, and praise, and thanking you for Africa and the Republic of Ghana. Today, this nation stands in 66th celebration of what we call independence. On behalf of our president, Ananda Dankwa Akufo-Addo and his wife, on behalf of the team in government, on behalf of the people of Ghana, those that are inland and those that are in the diaspora, I stand in the name of Jesus, giving you glory that even in our madness, you have been faithful. You have been very faithful. This is a nation that has forsaken its God. And yet, your mercies endured forever. When Ebola came, you delivered us. When Corona came, you delivered us. In 2022, in the days when our famine began, still you have been faithful. My God, I stand here on behalf of our children to adore and to magnify and to macrograph and to exalt your holy name. We exalt you. We bless you. We celebrate you. This morning, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, let your spirit brood on us. Let your spirit speak the mysteries of the kingdom, release the keys, and let the spirit reveal the Christ to this nation. 66 years of your wonders and your love to an unfaithful nation. Thank you for grace. I rebuke every satanic order, any demonic interference, intrusion, and interruption. I come against every entanglement whatsoever in the name of Jesus. I liberate the heart of every hearer and every person that have joined us. I pray that the oil will flow and the yokes will be broken. Today will be the day the miracle begins in the lives of your dear people. The sinner will be saved and the backslider reclaimed. In Jesus' precious name. You love Jesus. Clap your hands and shout amen. Oh, clap those hands. Give him glory. Hey! And whilst we also standing, a foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we are here to see Jesus. We came to see Christ. We are here because of Jesus the Christ." In Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, the Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray voice, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Can I hear somebody say amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, it's a very serious morning, this particular morning. My theme is Ghana's 67th Independence Anniversary commemoration, because there is nothing to celebrate. Absolutely nothing. So I will call it a commemoration. A commemoration means Yashefa instead of a celebration. If Ghana was a human being today, I think that he would be retired from our public service. If Ghana was a human being, I think that this nation will be a grandfather or a grandmother with grandchildren who are possibly in level 100 or 200 in the university. And therefore, I will love you to listen to me extremely carefully. Today, before we take our seats, I would love us to sing the national anthem. And today, I would love us to sing the long version. And so if you don't have it, look for it, because there is a word from the Lord. The moment anybody, especially when a pulpiteer or church begins to talk about nation, instantly the people begin then to say things like, he is doing politics. But the Bible never say that his religion will be upon his shoulders. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 5, the Bible said, for every battle of a warrior, it shall be with a confused noise and the garment rolled in blood, but this shall be with the burning and fuel of fire. In the 6th verse, he says, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, his government will be his government, not his religion. Government will be upon his shoulders. I am going to talk to the believers, because when the righteous rule, the nation is at delight and peace. But when the wicked rules, everybody goes into hibernation. The people hide. I have had this mandate for the past 6 years. And for the past 6 years, every Sunday before independence or every Sunday after independence, here we have a message from the Lord to the nation. When it comes to election, all our leaders knows God, because they are soliciting his help. But when it comes to the counsel of God, the correction of God, the word of the Lord, nobody wants to know. And this is the time that they will resent a voice like this crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. I realize Obiam Patinitini. I will not say binum, no. The moment of it can will be anymore. What the munani free when him? We yere kura anene waho kasim bichere no. And pabwa ya wa sheyi. Mijiri sanga sheyi we ankebe fatao. On kasa kura will be di. It's a sign. Asima okay, you know. Wakano kure bane nyenede. Therefore, this morning, if the people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. That means that a land can be sick. A land, as I say, it be yare. A land can be sick. And so I base my submission on Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 5, where the Bible makes a solid submission here. And in the word of the Lord, I look articulately and he said, why should you be stricken anymore? Ye will ye revolt more and more? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. In GNT, in the same version of the scriptures, why do you keep on rebelling? Do you want to be punished even more? Israel, your head is already covered with wounds, and your heart and mind are sick. Sick! When I stand and I say that a nation is sick, I am only determining the mind of God and the word of the Lord. When you read Jeremiah chapter number 3 and verse number 15, the Bible talks about leadership. He said, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, in the King James Version. I will give you pastors. And in this particular sphere, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the very few places in the scriptures where the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, where the Bible uses the word pastors. In the Old Testament, you will rather use the word priest, not pastors. We first heard the word pastors in the New Testament, and it is in this place, as a matter of fact, possibly in this place only, where the Bible talks about in the Old Testament mentioning the word or the terminology pastor. I will give you pastors according to my heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. I'm talking to the wise only. Follow me carefully. And they will feed you. He talks about leadership. And so I am not going to just be addressing leadership, because in Psalm 110 and verse number 3, the Bible said, thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. In the day of your power, your people shall be willing. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. In other words, God is addressing leadership, and God is addressing the populace at the same time. Leadership. My submission this morning is prophetic, and it is not aiming at any person. I do not seek to address persons. I only have come to present the word of the Lord to issues. And to the issues, the people out of the presentation of the prophetic word will pick up, you know, concept from the word of the Lord and repent and align to God's ways and blessings so that they can be able to prosper. Don't be thinking that I'm speaking to Jubilee House. I am speaking to Ghana. I am speaking to Ghana. We are 66 years. Very interesting. In 66 years, we have had 14 leaders. 14 leaders in 66 years. Beginning from Dr. Nkrumah, I look at the demographics, honorable, and I realize that none of them is an idol worshiper. We have never had a Muslim president. 14 leaders, they are all Christians. I sit back and I'm looking at how things have unfolded. Mahatma Gandhi took the whole of India into Hinduism. One man carries a nation with him. The founding father of South Korea carried a whole nation into Christianity. And we have had 14 leaders from Dr. Nkrumah. He was a Catholic and became a non-denominational Christian in his latter days. And then came, you know, General Ankara. He was a Methodist. Also came, General Efifa, Kwesi Efifa. He was an Anglican. I looked carefully, and I'm looking at the first ceremonial head of state, His Excellency Ni Ama Olenu Raphael. He was a Presbyterian. I am looking down to Akufo-Addo Sr., His Excellency, who became a head of state in this particular country, a Presbyterian. Then I look at Kofi Abrefabuzia, His Excellency, and he was a Methodist. Ignatius Kutu Kwabre Champong was a Catholic. I am looking at, Brigadier General Fred Ekufu. He was a Roman. He was a Presbyterian, rather. Dr. Hila Liman, His Excellency, was a Roman Catholic. His Excellency, Flight Lieutenant Jerry Meyer. John Rawlings was a Catholic. John Ajekum Kufuor, His Excellency, is a Roman Catholic. John Evans Atamius is a Methodist. John Dramani Mahama, raised as a Presbyterian, now an Assemblies of God. Nana Ekufuado, His Excellency, raised as a Presbyterian, is an Anglican. How come they cannot carry us to God? I have a word from the Lord this morning. I have a word from the Lord. Can you put your right hand on your heart? Are we ready with the national anthem? Play it. For the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, about Tampa 92.5. We're also live on GNM and Sun Television, and also live Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram. Good morning to all of you. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. It is a joy and a blessing to welcome all of you on this very special Sunday, the 66th Independence Anniversary Celebration Sunday of the Republic of Ghana. And I trust in Jesus' name that Christ Christ will be revealed, his glory will be manifested to this particular nation. Whilst we were singing the national anthem, I realized that the stanzas, the first stanza, second and third stanzas, are all prayers that the founding fathers, you know, put together in that particular composition. And so the first stanza says, you know, God bless our homeland Ghana, make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility and make us cherish fearless honesty. Help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might forevermore. In the second stanza, he said, hail to thy name, O Ghana, to thee be made solemn, to thee be made solemn vow. And then he said, steadfast to build together a nation strong in unity. And then he said, with our gifts of mind and strength of arm, whether night or day, in the midst or storm, he said, in every need, whether the call may be to serve. And that brings, you know, that stanza, right, raise high the flag of Ghana, my favorite stanza, and one with Africa advance, black star, the hope and honor to all who test for liberty. He says, where the banner of Ghana freely flies, may the way of freedom truly lie. Arise, arise, O sons of Ghana land, and under God, not under Antwenyama, not under Kobri, not under Antwenyama, not under Tafu Bruku, under God, march on forevermore. The founding fathers had carried something. They knew something, believed in something. I come to a realization that we have become a nation who has a form of godliness. As a matter of fact, we have become like Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 21. Even though we know God, we do not honor him as God, and we do not glorify him as God, neither are we thankful, but we have become vain in our imaginations, and our foolish hearts are darkened. In the 22nd verse, he is professing ourselves to be wise. We have become fools. And then he proceeds further, and we have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image like a corruptible man, to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. In verse 28, and because we do not want to retain God in our mind, verse number 28, follow me, because we do not want to retain God in our knowledge, God has given us over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. On Friday in the all night, Reverend Felix Ofosugwahe quoted Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6, and then he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But you can never understand the premise of this particular scripture except you read from verse number 1 in the preamble, in the prologue. The Bible said, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, or children of Ghana, for God has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth. There is no truth. I'm serious. There is no truth. Can you put this in my language for just 1 minute? I do not want to miss, lose my audience. He said, Munti Ebradia Sem Israel Ma, na Ebradenia Sasesofuenya Waham. God has a case with the people or the inhabitants of the land. Back to King James Version, let's proceed. In the second verse, amazingly, the Bible said, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touched blood. This verse is interesting. Cross the Dayakumo, but we are liars, we are killers, we are stealers, committing adultery, break out, and blood toucheth blood.
In verse 3, the Bible said, therefore shall the land mourn. In my language, this particular line is interesting. Put it in my language, what you see in Asasinidiabubu. Since September of last year till now, Asasinidiabubu. We are bleeding. The bleeding is not just bleeding. We are hemorrhaging, heavily hemorrhaging. We have become like a nation without any direction. We have become like a people. Sometimes I wonder, what is the meaning of becoming a Christian nation? In the English version, in this verse, he said, the land mourn and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yet the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. In the fourth verse, the scripture said, yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. And then I pretend as if I didn't see that one. Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Then in verse 6 he comes to say, my people are destroyed. When you look at how this nation started under Dr. Nkrumah, I mean the revenue and the resources that Nkrumah borrowed no money from nobody. Gold was this to his disposal. And so when he started building all the things that he built, it was with ease. Akosombo Dam, the Tema Harbor, and everywhere Nkrumah, you know, built something. If he built a factory, he will first build a city. In that city, there will be hospitals, schools, and the basic amenities for the people that are going to work in that particular place, so that the people, when they go to stay there, they do not have to commute or travel to another particular place. What will be the essence of sitting in church Sunday after Sunday, singing hymns and reading scriptures, and yet we are godless and heartless and loveless and lawless and prayerless and faithless? What will be the sense? Methodists and Presbyterians and Anglicans and Royal House and Solid Rock and Assemblies of God and Alabaster and Awoyo and Mozama and all the nonsense people, also inclusive. What will be the sense in sitting in all these temples, praying in tongues from morning to morning, but it does not affect our nations? Look at when they showed Arab nation like Qatar during the World Cup, and they show their infrastructural system. And I was sitting there and I said, look at how Islamic people have been able to build their nation. And we are here, people building noise from morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, radio stations and TV stations. We talk, and then another day comes. We talk, and another day comes. Look at the way filled containers, robbers are filled our city. Accra is one of the uncleanest cities in Africa and one of the most stinking places in the world. Accra is one of the stinking places in the world. Anybody who travels a lot knows what I'm talking about. When the plane lands at Kotoka and the door opens, the air that comes to you is a stinking air. T.I. I have a message for the nation. A people can walk with God and the Lord will elevate them and bless them. And that is why there is no ethnic group upon the earth that are more blessed than the Jews. Jews are more wealthier than any group or ethnicity upon the earth. They are more blessed than anybody. They own shares in the Champions League. They own shares in all the big institution, including all companies that are making some strides in this particular end time. The things that we built, and I sat down and I was even asking myself, look at even what, you know, we have made Kwame Nkrumah like a superstar because nobody has been able to break his record. But if there were leaders who can carry some very powerful leadership strength more than Nkrumah's group and his cream, like Jomo Kenyatta, Julius Nyerere, Ofebu Anye, Haile Selassie, Nelson Mandela, Kenneth Kaunda, if there are people who are more obvious, more powerful, with a bright mind, a very solid philosophical ideas, and the creative power to be able to rise and do exploits, Nkrumah will be nobody in our history. But because nobody has been able to contend or contest his achievements, he has become a hero. Yeah. Anything he has built, we are struggling to maintain. Anything Nkrumah built, we are struggling to maintain. Nkrumah builds a motorway. It's a concrete motorway. It has an expiry date. The moment the expiry time comes, it elapses. And then the road starts to deteriorate. Common sense tells you that if something spoils, this thing is POP. If it spoils, I don't repair with concrete. How can I want to ask highways, what is the common sense in your logic? I do not understand. A road is deteriorated. A coin to now you're kotaria. I be a concrete near the coat. I kotari. I see a green say. Pacho make a cat and ne the BCBs. I came now, Paul and Yafias in Okoda. I came with a message from God. I see a funny today. It's what the Bible said in Isaiah, Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 21. O man kwa see a funny today. Mwe ni nzumu unadi. Mwe asun sumanti asa. He makes it very clear. He said, hear this foolish people without understanding, which have eyes but you cannot see. You have ears but you cannot hear. That is why foreigners are looting your resources. We are here begging IMF for only 3 billion. Only. There are companies in this nation who have evaded tax, which is more than 100 billion. 100 billion. The moment VGRA goes to reclaim the money, the people call Jubilee House, and Jubilee House tells the people, leave them alone. And so the IMF people are sitting up and they ask, what kind of foolish people are these? They have revenue and yet they cannot be able to harness the revenue that they have. When I sit down and I look at Temahabo, Takradehabo, and Lupo Port, and I look at the Kotoka International Airport, the revenue going into people's pockets. And those people sit in our churches Sunday after Sunday. You are a foolish nation. You are a very, very foolish nation. And I am saying this on the premise of Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse number 22. The Bible calls us foolish here. In this, he said, Jeremiah 4, 22, for my people is foolish, not are foolish. He is speaking to the nation as a personality. For my people is foolish. They do not know me. They are Scottish children. They have no non-understanding. They are wise to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. Put it in my language. Was in Timmy Maya Jimmy, when Nime, where a man was see a four, yeah, well, when you know, where a pony when you answer for Papa with him. Exactly what he said in Psalm number 94 and verse number 8 of Psalm 94. Put it on the screen, let us work. He said, understand, ye brutish people and ye fools, who, when are you going to be wise? When he is asking the nation, put it in my language, and I like it. He said, "Omaimu ejimifo, monte asiye, na mungwasiya, dabena mubi hunote." Omai bi ejimifo, omai bi America ejimifo, Congo, Germany, omai bi. The German ambassador recently spoke to us concerning the loan in IMF. He said, "My government is smaller than Ghana's government. And yet you want our support. Our government, we are smaller. We are behaving as if yashada so enzuyen ayini. Yashare, omaini share, you will call my yet the ideas is yes. When Malawi or Tanzania, it's Tanzania, their president, welcome on him, amen. Their president is a woman. Recently, when that particular woman celebrating, I think, a very significant hallmark of independence, he said we will be blowing $2 million or $1 million, $1 billion on that celebration. We choose to put it in children's education. So there was no independence. Everybody stay home and rest, you know, and let's put that money, that revenue. When I look at the resources that were wasted in Ghana at 50, Ghana at 60, and when I look at where we are, me to me, who say you need to? This is why you, Uman Zamaja, yeah, Uman Zamaja. I intentionally mention all governments from Nkrumah. Even I have been able to consider all the military leaders because they have also contributed something. Therefore, I am not speaking to a particular government. I'm speaking to all 14 governments since independence. When I look at the youth queuing at American embassy, my heart bleeds. A young man called me from Gambia. He said, Papa, I need your prayers. I need God's help to get my documents to stay where I am. I said, where are you? He said, Gambia. Yayaja Mekruno. And I said, is Gambia a nation? Pick up your bag and come back home. Gambia is not a place anybody can be wasting their time. Papa! Krofugu kolibu ye mompa ye maabi jina hausi ye mompa ye mahi ya krata atina Gambia. Na senya semni ye ka. Heyada ina kana dish ye sorry kote na Gambia. Yaya Jame killed 44 Ghanaians in a room as if, you know, and up to today, nobody has been able to do anything about that killing. They were locked in a room and they died from starvation and hunger and thirst. And these boys were Asante Achim boys, bro boys, people who traveled through Libya to that particular place. I'm talking, you know, he that have ears, let them hear. We have run down everything we built. We have sold all our assets. And Sawam Kanri gone, one shoe factory gone, Commander Sugar factory gone. We had Sanyo. We used to assembly televisions in this country. All gone. We used to, you know, have the biggest, you know, manufacturing company in the whole of Africa, Valco. Now, if you talk about Valco, it's absolutely a historical event we are talking about. I remember those days when Valco was Valco. These young men, everybody had a job. And when they are going to work, they travel in buses, accommodation. If you used to work in Valco, you had healthcare, you had allowances, you have overtime. It was a joy to work. Now it is gone. Go to Kolebu, you will cry. Is this a hospital? The full way, do you call it a hospital? I ask the health people, when you put up your uniform and walk into Kolebu, how do you feel? I want to ask you. Go to Cromwell Hospital. Go to Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Go to St. Thomas's Hospital. Go to hospitals like St. Edward's Hospital. And go and see real hospital. Go to the High Barnet Hospital. The first time I entered the High Barnet Hospital, it was as if I had entered into a 7-star hotel. I traveled to Abu Dhabi. I said, take me to a police station. They took me to a police station. And when I saw the police station, I said, my God, this looks like a 5-star hotel. And I remember when I had an accident at, Chibi and Udumase. And they took us to Chibi Government Hospital. And we had to do a police report. So we went to the police station. He drew police station, goats and punch. And I could do the Ba, we will be poor, Risa. I will be police station. and punching the Chibi police station at your mind at night. Sometimes I think, and it saddens my heart. A police officer died last Friday. He was one of the dispatch, very, very, very skilled dispatch riders. He has served many presidents, and he was traveling with a convoy to Kumasi at the, you know, enclave in Inyirisi. They had an accident, you know, a bus colliding with a rider. He died instantly. But nifua. That the nation like Ghana, a road like from here to Kumasi cannot be at least 10 lanes going, 10 lanes coming. The biggest road network is in China. 50 lanes going, 50 lanes coming. 100 lanes. And my people are in parliament debating dual carriage. Dual carriage. Two road will be a building 50 roads. Nenyo amuna mi blame mo, omo. Muna mi blame mo, mo amuna ni guabonte ne. Munti hey. Tia ye. Mo amuna ni guabonte ne. Munti hey. Ya open defecation. You are 66 years. Uni guabonte ne. Ajembone ajuivi. Instead of putting our strength together and making things work for us, we are in our, you know, we'll be to me quite juma. A juma mhobe konwa weke lutu. Single 439, about 3 years ago. I do 3 years, a bit of my repeat history. More adjunia ye de weke lutu. Muni adjunia ye de plan, budget and staffing. Prioritizing, planning. You don't have. It doesn't mean religiosity. When we say somebody is a Christian, it means that the fullness of God dwells in that person. There are four living creatures in the before the throne of God. And those four living creatures, they typify four different streams and pillars of Christianity. The first one is spirituality. The second one is morality. The third one is humanity. And the last one is prosperity. I will say it again. When we say somebody is a Christian, we are talking about number one, spirituality, number two, morality, number three, humanity, and four, we are talking about prosperity. If your Christianity does not conform to what I just said, I think you are not a Christian. I'm talking to the wise. And therefore, Ghana is 66. And the youth, they were doing an enlistment for Ghana Police Service, Ghana Immigration Prison Service at Elwak Stadium. And to my surprise, they wanted 2,000 people, 20,000 shows up. They want only 2,000, 20,000 shows up in a queue. Everybody pays 200 cedis for their form. And I said, these people are clueless. 200 by 20,000. That is capital enough. And you know what? This institution took that money and did not refund it. They think, boys here, cool. You imagine that way. You can't even hold me a register company. She can't wait to tell you now. You're the year, Juma. Who people for Christa, woman, and dreamer. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. The Bible said, for it is the Lord who gives you power or wisdom to get wealth. Yeah, but you shall remember the Lord your God, because he gives the power, he gives the wisdom, he gives the right, he gives the privilege to get wealth. The reason why I mentioned all our leaders and said some of them were Presbyterians, Anglicans, some of them were, you know, Assemblies of God, some of them are Assemblies of God, some of them, you know, are Roman Catholics and all that. The reason is because God reveals his secrets to they that love him and they that fear him. Psalm 25 and verse number 14, the Bible said something very interesting and very great. He said, the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear him. He will show them his covenant. In other words, if somebody serves the Lord, God will open your eyes like Hagar to see the well that is next to you. The Bible said when the child cried, the Lord opened the eyes of his mother to see the well. And may I remind you, that one well. That one well is what they dug and dug and dug and saw the rich oil fields of the Middle East, the Near East, and the Far East. Only one well. Ghana, if you would dig deeper, you will stop begging. If you would dig a little deeper, the people are suffering. Go to places. Honorable Clement Apak is here fellowshipping with us guys this morning. And you know, when you go to, you know, the north, places like his constituency and other constituency in the northern, upper east, upper west region, people are suffering. People are suffering whilst people are also enjoying with their girlfriends. Ghana, hear this. If any people can know that we have taken some wrong steps, turn back to God. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 15. Maybe let me read from verse number 1. You know, verse 2, the Bible said, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. In verse number 3, he said, the ox knows his owner, the ass his master, but Israel, Ghana, does not know me. My people do not consider. And then he goes to verse number 4. He said, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupted. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. In verse 15, the Bible said, in verse number 15, he said, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, I will. And when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood, like the blood of J.B. Dankwa Edu, like the blood of Captain Mahama, like the blood of the Takoradi girls, like the blood of the generals and the judges, like the blood of innocent people who died, like this police officer who died on Friday. Say, where we are, where we are, the line of duty. But like Osei, Emmanuel Osei, who was shot by those officers at Nkrenkrum, like the police officer Befi, Asante Befi, who burnt to ashes with his wife and children. Those people, what has this nation done for them? I want to know. When I saw the veterans marching on the 28th day of a road, February road, we said, yeah, better health care, better honor. Honor your father, honor your mother, and then your days will be prolonged. Uniform na munimo pam. Very interesting. And this nation is bleeding like this. And so what do I do? What do we do? He said, come, let us reason together. Verse number 16. Put it on the screen. Let us work. Isaiah chapter 1. He said, wash you, make you clean. Put away your evil doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. In other words, repent. Repent, Ghana. Why are you born? All your prophets in Ghana, if they can't tell you, how I wish we can have a prophet in Ghana And when they is invited for breakfast with these our leaders, can come and stand and get the microphone and said, I did not come for eggs and coleslaw. God will judge all of you. God will judge all of you. We want somebody to stand before the president of Ghana in the Jubilee House and say, with your excellency, the Lord will judge your heart, your motives, and your conscience. As one of the Kanye said, and the world's president before was president, People's Assembly, or the Kosia National Beijing president, or say, can Tamse win the Ghana Scada Namimudia? Can Tamse win the Ghana Scada? But the Bible says, do not rob the poor because he's poor. Yeah, don't rob the poor because he's poor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 22. Emma Mobroni, a monochrono, Friso, Mobroni, when you meet dinner, say, Mamma. Rob not the poor because he is poor. Do not oppress the afflicted in the case. Verse 23. Listen to that. He said, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the souls of they that spoil them. It is yampeni fwe be watam tam tam. Shele shimbi aye wa Nigeria. Is this an election? Are you serious? And nobody can be able to stand. You call this an election? Nigeria's election was a fraud. You don't know. I'm talking to you. And judgment is on it. Whether you believe, I have a mandate. Please, Nigeria's election was a fraud. It was a fraud. You put old men who should be in pension, on pension, taking care of their grandchildren, and you think that being a president is a joke. Being a president is some kind of a very serious office that old men can do it. Serious. King David was not old. King Saul was not old. King Jehoshaphat was not old. King Jeroboam was not old. King Rehoboam was. What is wrong with the African people? Leaders who can brainstorm in the night, put plans together. Go and see what Paul Kagame is doing in Rwanda. No nonsense. Rwanda, closest church, closest mosque. Kwasi, I'm sorry to say, you are Ghana henna. You make it close to da 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 da. Nyankrofo Jimmy, Jimmy. You be a sorry na Jimmy. And you di Jimmy. Jimmy, Jimmy. Be koneni pay Jimmy. And you have shown woman, woman in Amho, and they are exploiting ordinary Ghanaians. Jiwo musika boom boom di na yetiho niyo. Sometimes I sit down and I'm asking, NCA, you granted all these people license to open television stations just to exploit Ghanaians? Yeah, wasn't it the same TV stations, you know, predicting and propagating and purporting all this nonsense that made those two boys kill the 10-year-old in Kaswa? Because some of his kids do. It is only in my generation where people believe that they can make it without education. They can make it without effort. They can make it without planning. They can make it without time. They can make it without process. And they can make it without work. Above all, it is only in my generation where people believe they can make it without God. And this is why you are struggling. Verse 19, I close. Verse 18, come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18, if your sins be as scarlet, I will make it as wool. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. If your sins are like scarlet, I will make it like snow. If it be red like crimson, I will make it white as wool. I like verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. And if he says, and if you rebel in verse 20, the sword will devour you. And that is why the sword has landed on our city. The sword is on our city. businesses have collapsed. Now one laptop is costing 26,000 Ghana cedis. How many students can buy 26,000 cedis? One laptop. He said, you need it 3 times a day. I'm telling you. This morning, I want to stand here and I want to stand in on behalf, just like Daniel and just like Jeremiah stood for the nation in the gap, and pray for Ghana. May God have mercy on us. No, but now you pray too much. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. They pray too much. They pray too much. People steal not because they are thieves. People lie not because they are liars. The situation has caused it. And this is why righteousness does not exist anymore. But I'm reminding you that righteousness, you know, exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That means that a nation can have a God. A God. A nation can have a God. Come back to your first love and to your first words. Ghana, repent. I want to begin from His Excellency. With all due respect, sir, good morning, happy anniversary. Ghana, have sinned, and since you are our leader, repent first, and we will all repent and follow you. Repent, Your Excellency. Repent! As a leader, you have gone wrong. Repent. I want to talk to the fathers and the mothers of this nation, the patriarchs and the men. Repent! Repent. There is blood on our hands. There is filth and desecration on the pulpit. I want to talk to the fathers of the church. Repent! God has not found your works worthy before Him. I'm talking to the wise. Now let me talk to the parishioners, the people of God, the church. Repent. Repent. God does not have a problem blessing anybody. But Isaiah chapter 59. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord are not blind to. The hands of the Lord are not short to say. Isaiah 59 verse number 1. Put it on the screen. Let us work. In that particular, he said, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot say. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Look at verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you and God. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Clap your hands. I think if there is anything to do in this anniversary, sit down and reflect. Sit down and reflect. During Nkrumah's tenure, he gave a loan and a grant to two nations. Ghana was giving loans. What happened? He gave a loan and a grant to Malaysia and Singapore and then to South Korea. Today, go and see Malaysia. Go to Singapore. And go to South Korea. Isn't this Seoul where all the Hyundai cars come from? Hyundai cars. They are manufacturing cars. They are manufacturing cars. We are here backstabbing each other. Hatred. Fanebofom. Seinidi. Let him fail. That is what we know to do. Police officer, you be a emra, emra, be a juma. Omo ko charge officer, ose parkewa. Open station and I open had here. Why in the pay station? You were here. Why in the pay station? Many people have no roadworth or MOT on their cars. And yet God bless our homeland Ghana. How can God bless idols? He can do that. This morning I stand here. And this is what preachers should be doing. Not telling people God will give you a second term. God will be. Stop it! Stop it! It's time we return the envelopes they give preachers. Keep, just like Peter, may your money perish with you. We should come to that place. I'm telling you, see, by the time, let's say that flag bearers coming up, they invite Kofi Otro. You know, maybe have Honorable Chairman T invite me, say, come for breakfast. Could do on here, yeah, say envelope. Honorable, take your envelope and may your envelope perish with you until you come to the place of right and just. God is right and just. Until you do what the integrity of your heart says before God. There are people still giving bet on the floor. And you are dishing money to party boys. I want to ask people like Honorable Dufour. There are women giving birth on the floor and you are dishing money to people. You are heartless. All of you, you are heartless. All our leaders, heartless. We are heartless. We are heartless. There are people right now at the cardiothoracic center who need just a top up. They don't have. I went to Kolebu 2 weeks ago to pray for a mother of mine who adopted me. She's been in Kolebu for a week. I went there and I said, Mama, I have come to pray for you. The moment I stood there, a medical doctor walked to me and said, Prophet Dodo, it's an honor to meet you today. There is a young man that have had an accident in this hospital. He's been here for 3 weeks, unattended to. He has a broken spine in the back. He needs surgery. The surgeon says he would do the surgery for free. No family member has turned up. But now we need money for the consultative test before the surgery. I said, how much is that money? He said, we can't tell, but we just need somebody to stand there and say that, go ahead with the test. And I said, but you are a medical doctor. Why are you telling me this? He said, I have done everything in my power and everybody is unconcerned. Ghana! Heartless. Heartless. Broken spine, unattended to, 3 weeks in a hospital. Let me catch you saying, I'm a bad judge. If I tell you God, which I want, yes, it's like, God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. And now I didn't, you know, because America preaching, who are boobifu, yen trunk it and kitty, and prajan kit and kitty, yen yachum and kit and kit, and only a man can was. Crofo, yenum, crofo, kununum. You know, your bad servants, you know, we no monsa and all that kind of thing. And we justify polygamy and talk nonsense, you know, on the altar of God. Yes, talking nonsense. You have preachers who are adulterers. And the saddest part of it is that people who used to be preachers of the gospel have now turned into comedians. That is the saddest part of it all. Your two hands are on your heart. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. Psalm 50 verse 4. Let me read from there. 51 verse 4. Psalm 51. Verse number 4 down. He said, against only thee have I sinned. I have done this evil in thy sight. And thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. In verse 5, he said, behold, I was shipping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. In the 6th verse, he said, but thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me know thy wisdom. And then in the 7th verse, he said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter as snow. In the 8th verse, he said, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which has broken may rejoice. In the 9th verse, it said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. In the 10th verse, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. In the 11th verse, cast me not away from your presence, take not thy spirit from me, restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. In the next verse, he said, then will I teach thy transgressors thy way. I will teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Your two hands are on your heart. Some 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins unto God, he is faithful, he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will not cast anybody away who runs to him. And so the Bible said that, you know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved. This morning he's calling on you. His burden is easy, his weight is light. And therefore, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden and encumbered with a load of care, and I will give you rest. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Ghana must see Jesus. When Ghana knows Jesus, everything will be fine. When Ghana sees Jesus, everything will come into alignment. When Ghana discovers Jesus, if Jesus is Ghana's God, Ghana will say, we want to see the Christ. Two hands are on your heart. I want you to speak to the Father. This is your personal and a silent prayer. We are asking God, mercy, Lord, mercy. In your anger, remember mercy. In your wrath, remember mercy. Mercy! Show us mercy. We need your mercy. Mercy is what we need. Have mercy on our lives. Save us. Have mercy. Mercy! Mercy. Mercy! Mercy is what we need. Show us your mercy. Show us your mercy. Show us your mercy. Let's finish the services. Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my it's set on you. Help us with a song. Let me run the race up. With your life unfolding, man. And let the. Let it. Sing it one more time. Father, Father. Any problem with the song? Lord, let me run the race of time. And let there be. Rise up. Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the love fill me now. Let your healing power revive and make me whole, and let the peace Lord, I hunger for more. Rise up, come on, rise up. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now. Let your healing power revive and make me whole, and let the peace. With your two hands on your heart, I commend you to God. I commend this nation unto God. You're in our 65th anniversary commemoration. God, restore us. Be gracious. Remember your covenant with the fathers. And do us good. Restore our broken walls. May our latter glory be greater than the former. Reveal Christ to this nation. Ma wo men yu wunu si abosom kan kan fa yen ko baby ya. Ma kan afu na emisa si yen ananmo nzamamfo ofri se ye de ende na o ma ya mo men. Then we will come to the place of repentance and come and receive salvation that is in Christ Jesus. I pray for the president of Ghana. I pray for his dear wife. I pray for the first family. I pray for the government in power, the people of Ghana. Align us, O God, and bless us. In Jesus' precious name. You don't know Jesus as Savior. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Whilst your two hands are on your heart, say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Be my Lord and my Savior. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I come to you, everybody who prayed that prayer with us, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Sweet Melodies 94.3. About Tampa, Amansan, GN Television, Facebook, YouTube, Podcast, Telegram, and all the people that join us from all the places. May the Lord bless all of you. As we bring this service to a close, you want to join us for our offering, 0249-80-9911, 0249-80-9911, or 059-229-6667, 059-229-6667. I will use this opportunity to thank God for the life of my mother, Dr. Christy Doteta. And I will want to thank God that she returned from Israel with a team of ministers last week. Mom, we welcome you and thank you for all the gifts that you brought us. It is a joy and a blessing. From all of us here in Isaac and Comfort and Bonsam Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you. We love you. See you in the next service. I saw something that broke my heart. It was a message the chief of staff has sent to all MCs, DCs, that the Flagstaff House is broke. It does not have money to send to them to do independence celebrations. So, we should have done that long ago. Not now. Honorable Minister, Honorable Chief of Staff, that should have been that long ago. Oh my, you broke that. Enye na na ye pe ye broke. Oh my, apache. Oh my, bafani. Oh my, a wuria wuria. Oh wa my, a wode da form. The mighty say it be time. You know, 3 million cedis, and we give it to Black Star and the. blow it within phone. We take money and we employ a coach and give the coach $35,000. Another quotation in dollars. As a sovereign nation, we are quoting another country's currency and we give dollars. Whilst the president of Ghana officially does not take that amount. Wojare Ghana mesi wojare. Wojare
obia wo free amano ne ba celebration ni bi mansan kancha ne se won court. There is nothing to celebrate.
Dear way and you're wrong. When we, you know, go to Christmas hampers, Christmas tree, look at the waste that young man wasted at the Ghana airport. You know, by now that guy should be fired and taken out of office. I'm telling you, as a Ghana, you are Maya, you are a I'm telling you, certain people will not be on certain boards and certain people will not be chairpersons of anything. I'm telling you, it's because we want to reward their political support and their petty, you know, vindictiveness. That is what happens. Wasteful spending. 58 Land Cruisers necessary. Adintia, Minister Kwaso. Minister, the president going to cancel your excellency. You know I love you. I will never say anything that is oxymoronic to what I have in your heart. But who omniscient me? It's so sad that the church had become voiceless. Government comes to office and functionaries will be to be Yisika $100 million, not at all. A brown man, when I was Escano, it be on my name, you know, Sano, on my way name, you know, Sano, and the church is quiet. During President Mahama's time, the church, we were very, very vocal. And all that. Let us do the same thing. Citizens, not spectators.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.